Today's all about the Queen. Chris Rock got in on the jokes. Now, he's been playing in the UK on Thursday night at a show. Chris Rock said, "Queen died today. Where was Meghan? I'm just saying, let's just check. Just asking a question. I'm not making accusations." That got a lot of laughs and applause. Chris did over 3 minutes on Meghan Markle and her turbulent relationship with the royal family. He did an impression of Markle. I won't attempt one, but the transcript is, "I watch her on TV crying. I couldn't believe how racist they were. It's the royal family. At least Google these MFers. They invented colonialism. They're the original racists. They're the Sugar Hill Gang of racism." That's a great joke. Chris Rock continued, "I can't believe they're so racist. They wanted to know how brown the baby's going to be." Then he switched to his own voice and said, "That's not racist, because even black people want to know how brown the baby's going to be." Dave Chappelle said, "All right, before we start, let's do the housekeeping. I'm so sorry to hear about the Queen of England's passing. Shocking. I don't know what they're going to do without her. My guess is save a little money." On Late Night, James Corden said, "I, like the rest of the world, am so sad tonight, but also so thankful and grateful to the Queen for her most incredible service and leadership she has shown during all our lifetimes." Jimmy Kimmel said, "She was a queen for 70 years, longer than any monarch in British history. To put it in perspective for Americans, this would be like if Kris Jenner died here." Kimmel, "The Queen is known as England's rock. We don't have a rock. The closest thing we have to a rock in America is The Rock. But 96, that's a pretty good run. I feel like if you die anywhere on the FM dial, you know, my goal is to make it to Hot 97 or maybe even Power 106. Who knows? When you think about all the people that the Queen has met with over the last 70 years, it's really remarkable. She's met with everyone from Lady Bird Johnson to Lady Gaga, from Bill Clinton to Will.i.am. She met JFK and J. Lo. She's met the Beatles and the Spice Girls. Then after all these years, this week she saw Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine and said, all right, I've had enough." Trevor Noah said, "She came to power in 1952. You understand how long that is? That means she's seen Adam West as Batman, Michael Keaton as Batman, Christian Bale as Batman, Ben Affleck as Batman, survived that, and then Robert Pattinson as Batman. And I'm sure there's a better way to measure it than in Batman, but you get it. She's been in the game for a minute." Colbert had already taped when the news broke. The monologue started with a title card saying essentially, "So sorry, just getting this text." Jimmy Fallon ended his monologue with a somber moment at his desk, sharing his condolences with the UK. The Queen had always been his dream guest. Trevor Noah adopted an Indian accent and said, "Bye, bitch." From our friends over at All Pro Lines, that's a show that makes jokes about football. They credit Jeff Manier with, "The Queen's passing was way more inspiring than Matthew Stafford's." John Cleese tweeted, "I met the Queen once and managed to resist a strong impulse to say, I've seen you on the stamps. I feel sad, especially when I think how lonely it must have been for her without Philip. Still, as she herself once said, who wants to live forever? We were blessed to have her." D.L. Hughley condemned Black Twitter, this per hotnewhiphop.com. Hughley said, "I think that anybody holds the idea that you can't be sad for somebody when they pass on, I think that lacks a level of humanity." From The Guardian, comic Kevin Bridges was slammed for his joke that the Queen, quote, won't be the only woman to die this winter. That joke was a reference to the cost of energy bills in the UK. Kevin told the audience on Thursday, "Good evening on this historic evening. This is the 40th time I've performed at this venue, so I'm sure you'll read about it in all the papers in the morning on the front page of the Daily Telegraph." He laughed and added, "Anyway, welcome to the only effing show in Britain that's going ahead this evening. The doors were at 6:30 and she hung on. It's what she would have wanted, so welcome." Kevin added, "I'm doing it for Lizzie and I've worn a black suit as a tribute. Probably the last show before we back into lockdown. People checking their phones to see if they got the day off in the morning. This show's going ahead. She's not going to be the only woman to die this winter." A TikTok of that moment went viral. Social media users wrote, "Kevin Bridges, well and truly shown his true color is vile." Another added, "I was there and it was uncomfortable to listen to." Another said, "Disgusting slash distasteful comments, trying to make jokes when it wasn't the time or will ever be the time for jokes of that nature." Others stuck up for the comedian. One said, "True, old people will likely die because they can't afford to turn on their heating." Another said, "Why are the far right edgelords getting angry with Kevin Bridges?" You get the idea. Meanwhile, in Australia, from the Daily Mail, comedic group The Chaser has been slammed for making a distasteful post about the Queen hours before she died. In Australia on September 8th, they have something called Are You OK Day. The idea behind it is that Australians will ask one another whether they're okay. The charity of the same name was founded by Gavin Larkin, whose father took his own life in 1995 to honor his dad. Mr. Larkin started a nationwide campaign for Australians to look out for those who we care about. All right, you got the setup there. The comedic troupe had posted a picture of the Queen with the caption, "Are you okay, Day? Not going well at the palace." And they had their picture of the Queen had a face. The post was uploaded about 5 hours before Buckingham Palace announced the monarch died. That said, the post was still available on the Chaser's Instagram and Facebook pages as of Friday morning, with followers erupting at the distasteful post. In a separate post, the Chaser joked, "Warning, crown spoilers incoming." And from Entertainment Weekly, Daniel Radcliffe was shocked by the reaction to a picture of the late Queen Elizabeth being featured briefly in Weird, the Al Yankovic story. Sometimes these comedy stories just all run together and are ridiculous. So it was Thursday night. As planned, they were screening Weird, the Al Yankovic story. Think about it. A fake biography of Weird Al is being screened at the Toronto International Film Festival. In the film, there's a montage of photoshopped images of Weird Al alongside notable figures. One of the figures, the Queen. Daniel Radcliffe, British native, was asked by EW about the reaction, and he said, sorry, that was not genuine reaction, was it? I remember the image was included, like, literally about 10 minutes before walking out for the Q&A session. I was like, oh yeah, that's in there. Evan Rachel Wood, who's an American, chimed in to say she was happy the image was not pulled out of the film after the Queen's death. She insisted the Queen would have appreciated the sequence. Wood said she would have liked it. I can say this stuff because I'm not British. Man, am I glad I have ExpressVPN. Because ExpressVPN allows you to reroute your connection on the internet to a server in a country of your choice, making geo restrictions a thing of the past. So, say you wanted the BBC to think you were in London so you could watch their coverage of everything going on with King Charles III. You know, a person might want to do that. ExpressVPN allows you to reroute your connection to a server in a country of your choice. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? That's it. That's the selling point for this commercial. Fire up the app and connect with just one click. I know somebody who sometimes is in a basement in New Jersey, and he's got an ExpressVPN, and he just comes up here to the top menu and tells the BBC he's in the Docklands. It's been known to happen. All right, you can get an additional 3 months of ExpressVPN for free through the special offer when you sign up for a one-year package. You go to expressvpn.com/DCN, as in Daily Comedy News, expressvpn.com/DCN. Get 3 extra months free with a 12-month plan. Limited time offer for Daily Comedy News listeners. Vulture had a really cool idea. Scott Thompson from The Kids in the Hall used to portray the Queen in sketches. And they asked him about it. Scott Thompson said, "It's strange to feel sad for someone you never met who lived a long, long life and whose death was not unexpected, but I do. I'm very sad. I've always admired her because I admire people who have a duty and they do it. And as my mother would say, just get on with it. My mother loved the Queen. I mean, we had so many coffee table books. When you walked in our house, in the foyer, there was a small picture of my family and then a large picture of the royal family. My father was the same way. We'd have these family reunions. And my father and brother and sister would dress up. My father quite often dressing as the Queen. So when I look at her, I see my father. I see the history of the Anglo world. I see the end of an era. It's complicated. And then I look and I kind of see myself in a strange way." Scott told Vulture, "I remember very clearly how I started playing her. It was our first year of the show, and Mark McKinney had this belief that I look like the Queen. He was obsessed with that idea. So he and one of the writers wrote this piece, which was the fact girl saying the Queen doesn't know her ABCs. It's interesting because she was the only character that we ever really did that was a real person. In Canada, unlike anywhere in the Commonwealth, the Queen's more than a person. She's a symbol. So when I played her, it wasn't like I was doing a celebrity impersonation. I was portraying an idea. I never really tried to sound like her. It just happened naturally. When I was getting ready in the trailer, the hairstylist put the wig on and the makeup artist started making me up and said, I don't really have to do that much. I remember looking in the mirror and going, this is weird. When I walked out of the trailer, everybody just stopped dead and looked at me and immediately started treating me like the Queen. It was astonishing. I never tried to be her or imitate her. And then the voice came out and I was her for hours. My whole thing with that character is I wanted to portray a real person, the human, the woman not even that she was, but how I wanted her to be. Fun and a girl, in love, and a little nutty." The Washington Post was sharing some stories about the Queen herself being funny. One of the best ones, and I've heard this before as the writer on the Palace Intrigue podcast, is one time an American tourist was hiking near the Balmoral Estate, where the Queen would spend a lot of time, and ran into the Queen. The American asked the Queen, had she ever met the Queen? The Queen said, I haven't. And then she pointed at her security officer and said, that guy meets her regularly. In 2015, she met 43-year-old Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and she said, "Thank you, Prime Minister of Canada, for making me feel so old." He had toasted that she had first appeared in a Canadian postage stamp in 1935 at the age of 9. If you'd like to keep up on everything happening over there with the ascension of King Charles III, palace intrigue, we've been putting out a couple episodes a day, been working real hard these last few days. So Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Normal episode tomorrow, because it was the episode that I had told you earlier in the week I'd pre-recorded for Saturday. I bounced it to Sunday. So if you listen tomorrow and I say the word Saturday, that's what happened there. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. All right, you know the deal.